5832.
Join us at the Feria del Libro in Madrid. We'll be at stand 283. See you there. Hey, amigos. Welcome back. Welcome back to the show with no name on Vaughn Radio. Don't forget, you got great programs all day long, even on the weekend. You got my buddies Tommy Hay and Ruben Palomero and their show Speaking Football. Even if you don't like soccer, I think you'll love the show because, well, they teach you English. They don't just talk about soccer. And that's just one of the many shows you can find here on Vaughn Radio. My best advice is download the app, descárgate la aplicación, and this way you never miss an episode of your favorite shows, whether that's The Show With No Name, Richard Vaughn Live, or both. Hey, we're not jealous. I don't ask to be the only one. It's not my thing. It's not my thing, guys. I'm not exclusive. If you guys want to listen to Ximena, if you want to, of course. In fact, the more, the merrier. The expression, the more, the merrier, means cuanto más, mejor. This is like when your friend says, hey, we're having a party. Do you mind if my cousin comes with me? He's visiting. Yeah, man, the more, the merrier. Sure. Bring him along. Bring him along. Let's see. Miss Welp Frida says, I'm looking forward to seeing you on the 25th at the book fair. Oh, great. Excellent news. That's so great. So many of you have confirmed that you're going to come by and hang out and visit us at the book fair. Remember, there's a 10% discount. And if you want to check it out today, you can go over to Twitch, to Vaughn Radio, and you can participate and you can see it through Rob and Andrea's eyes as they take you there today to the Retiro Park in Madrid. So don't miss that. That's after this show, you have Ximena with Test Your English. And then right after that, Rob and Andrea are going to take you inside the book fair. So if you guys are on Twitch, another place where you should follow us. Download the Vaughn Radio app. Follow us on Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, wherever you are. Another great one, too, is YouTube. We've got hundreds, Vaughn, myself, many of my colleagues, hundreds of hours of videos to help you guys learn English. The question is, are you making the most of it? And I know in the case of many of you guys, the answer is yes. All right, well, here's the Say What soundbite for the third time.
Absolutely. Always made each other laugh. Don't take things too seriously. Just always busting each other's chops.
All right, guys. That was the third listen of the Say What soundbite. Remember, you are going to hear that one more time, and then we will reveal who it is, what's being said, and all that jazz. Y todo eso. I love that expression. And all that jazz. Y todo eso. You can also say, and all that. Pero si pones en all that jazz, it sounds even more native. All right, well, folks, we've got so much to do, and this is the third part of the show, the second half. So let's kick off with a little homophones.
Homophones, homophones on the show with no name. It's homophones time, because homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name. The show with no name. Homophones. Show with no name, cause homophones time, cause homophones rhyme, they sound the same on the show with no name.
Show with no name, 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 show with no name.
That's right, amigos, it's homophones only on the show with no name. Now, I'm gonna give you two words. Excuse me. I think I'm getting sick. You know why? My daughter's getting sick. So you guys know that. Those of you who are parents, your kid's getting sick means get ready. It's coming. Oh, geez, Louise. Parenthood. All right. Well, the show must go on. So let's get through these homophones here. I'm going to give you the two words. I want you to tell me what the words are, and then I want you to tell me if they sound identical, if they sound exactly the same or not. Okay? Now, the first word is the word chocar. Okay. So chocar. Not choca a los cinco, like give me five. No, no. Chocar como, o un choque también es el sustantivo. Okay. It has other meanings and we'll look at those meanings in a little bit. Okay. So that is the first word. Un accidente de coche would be called a car. Mm. Okay. And the next word is the word, machacar, apretar, moler, right? Aplastar. Es okay. También es alguien que estamos un poco enamorados de, right? So, estar enchochado, I think you say. I've heard someone say that before as the translation of this one. So it's like that kind of thing that you have for your teacher. You know, like when I was in high school, I remember I had on my teacher. Now, that's not real love. It's just me drooling over her. I want to send a shout out to Tharupathi, who's tuning in from Sri Lanka, and he's learning Spanish. So great, great stuff. I know that we have people who tell me that. They say, I listen to you and I learn Spanish from you. And you know what? I'm learning Spanish too. So we're all learning together. It doesn't matter what language, but it's great to have amigos who are tuning in from New York, such as my dad, our friend Tharupathi, who's tuning in from Sri Lanka. What's up? Amazing, guys. Just great to have people from all over the world learning together. Okay, let's see. Kubla. Kubla says it's and they're not homophones. Okay, you seem pretty sure there, Kubla. Lemuda says the two words are and they're not homophones. Morlajo says they aren't homophones at all. Como ni de coña. Forget about it. Born to Iron Man agrees. Jason Jai says the words are and they don't sound alike. Nata says they are not. Oh, really? So a lot of people here are saying that they aren't. In fact, does anybody think that they are homophones? Miss Welpfrida says no. Anik says no. So either you're all tremendously right, or it was too easy for you guys. All right, well, let's find out. And again, the most important part of this section is not knowing it right now, but knowing it when you have to use it. So the next time you say the word cup, you don't say the word cap. So again, one thing is when you have time to say, a ver, esto está. But a lot of times when we're using these words, we don't have time to stop and think. So I think this is a perfect moment in the show to stop just a second and make sure you really know how to say those words and know those vowel sounds. Because in the end, what makes these words different is one little sound, one little nuance, one vowel sound, sonido vocal. So firstly, let's give everybody an applause because you guys knocked it out of the park. It's a baseball idiom. You hit a home run. You knocked it out of the park. If you didn't know that idiomatic expression, well, maybe you haven't heard the FYI episode on baseball. And if you haven't, well, what are you waiting for? Wherever you subscribe to your Vaughn podcasts, Spotify, iVox, Apple Podcasts, subscribe to FYI for your English, and you would have known that. Y lo hubiese sabido. And a lot of other expressions. In fact, I think in that episode, there are like 30 expressions that are used in English that, you know, that have to do with baseball or come from baseball, which are used everywhere, you know, in the business world, with your family. So the first word is crash. Okay, crash. Ah. Always isolate the vowel sound. Crash. Okay? Now, also, we said we crashed the car. Si ponemos contra qué, we said we crashed into a post. Right? So to crash into something. Hay que saber la preposición. Crash. Let's say the word together. Crash. Crash. Now we also use this too. If you crash a party, no preposition, you show up without an invitation. I've done it. I don't need an invitation. Okay. Another thing is if they let me in, but to crash the party. So, to show up without an invitation. Okay. I'm trying to think if there's any other meaning. Oh, there's also a symbol. Uno de los platillos is called a crash. Okay. And if everything comes crashing down, como en General Motors, todo se derrumba. So it's got many other uses as well as just un choque de coche. Crash, crash, okay? And the second word is crush, crush, right? I always associate that sound with so that's what you mean. Crush. So, I have a crush on a girl who crashed my party. Estoy embobado por una chica que se presentó en mi fiesta sin invitación. Well, that turned out pretty well. There's actually a movie, too. It's a silly, funny, goofy movie, and it's called Wedding Crashers. It stars Luke Wilson, one of the Wilson brothers, and it's called Wedding Crashers. And it's these two single guys who their goal in life is to crash weddings and pick up girls. Yeah, I told you it was a pretty simple movie. But if you'll understand the title. If you ever see the title, you're like, Wedding Crashers? Los que chocan? ¿Bodas? No, esto es presentarte sin invitación. And as we said before, so you can say the word crush. Let's go to the second word now. I said before to have a crush on someone. That's the structure, right? I've had a crush on her since day one. Okay, he estado detrás de ella desde el primer día. Okay, she's my crush. ¿Ves? Se puede usar como sustantivo también con el posesivo delante. Oh, you'll always be my crush. I've always had a crush on you. Tienes esas dos opciones. But don't ever pronounce it like crash. Crush and crash. In fact, if you get in a car crash, I hope you don't crush your car or yourself. Right? Crash, crush. Crash, crush. Crash, crush. You got it? Okay, cool. Well, then let's move on to our next section, a section where we learn English from the big screen. That's right, del pantallón. It's time for Name That Movie.
Name That Movie.
That's right, amigos. That's right. It's Name That Movie only on the show with no name. And I'm going to give you guys the trailer, and then I'm going to give you guys the scene. Let's see if this is a movie that you've seen. Okay, it's not that funny, but there's a homophone for you. I've seen this scene. Remember this one, because I've heard students say escena or something like that, right? Porque escena. Acuérdate esta frase y nunca te olvidas. Oh, I've seen this scene a million times. He visto esta escena mil veces, okay? Me with any Martin Scorsese movie. Okay, here we go. Trailer mode. Two sisters decide to throw one last house party before their parents sell their family home. Okay, so two sisters, dos hermanas, decide to... Okay, to decide to do something is decidir hacer algo. Throw. Now you're thinking throw como lanzar. Yeah, but we throw a party in English. And I know in Spanish you say hacer una fiesta, right? We say usually I'm having a party, I'm throwing a party would be the two options there this weekend. So I'm having a party at my house this weekend, or I'm throwing a party at my house this weekend. So two sisters decide to throw one last, el último. One last house party. Now, this is very common. In the United States, we love our house parties. You guys have your botellón. We'll get arrested for open containers. And nobody wants to get arrested. Nobody wants a criminal record. I mean, we're young kids. We're 18, 19. You know, nobody wants any trouble. So in the United States, since we can't drink out in the street, except for New Orleans, there are a couple exceptions, we have to do it behind closed doors. So we wait for somebody's parents to go away on vacation or on a business trip and house party. I'm sure you've seen it in all the movies. In fact, it was really weird for me when I came here. I was like 24 maybe when I moved to Spain, 25. And I remember I was like, guys, we're drinking out here on the street. Shouldn't we go to someone's house? They're like, why? When we can be outside. And I'm like, yeah, I guess that's true. You go to a house because you can't be outside. I guess it just depends if where you live. If it's raining all the time, house party. So they decide to throw one last house party before their parents sell their family home. And it looks like we've got a winner over here. Ladies, a couple winners. Give it up for Born to Iron Man and Kubla. The movie is called Sisters. That's a pretty straightforward name. Si mucho misterio. Pretty straightforward, as we say in English. No, no hay mucho misterio. It's straightforward. All right, well, this is a movie that came out in the year 2015, so it's not, it's pretty recent, to be honest. 2015, it's called Sisters, and it stars one of my favorite, well, I should say two of my favorite. My favorite comedic team, vamos a decirlo así. It stars, protagoniza, o está protagonizado por, you would say in Spanish, Amy Poehler and Tina Fey. Now, if you don't know who Amy Poehler and Tina Fey are, you have not seen Saturday Night Live. I don't mean the current cast, el reparto actual. I mean, a couple seasons ago, they did the Weekend Update, la parte que es la noticia falsa esta. And if you've never seen this comedic duo, firstly, they have a chemistry like nobody. The only people I know with better chemistry than them is Rob Grams and Andy Vaughn on the Lunchtime Show. But other than that, it's Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. They're best of friends. That's the great news too. They not only have that chemistry on screen, but they also have it off screen, and it really comes through. Se ve de verdad. So Amy Poehler and Tina Fey, I think probably one of the greatest comedic duos. Now, they're both independent actresses, and they both do their own projects, producing, writing, directing, all that stuff. But when they work together, there's just, you can tell, se nota, you can tell that they are great friends, and it comes through. So check it out. It's a movie called Sisters, but you can also see them together. Obviously, what do friends want to do? They want to work together as much as possible, right? You want to work with your friends? Well, so does Amy Poehler and Tina Fey. This says, I'll read the stage direction. Son los apuntes para los actores. And it says, Brenda has crashed Kate and Maura's party. ¿Sabéis qué significa to crash a party, no? Lo acabamos de mirar. I hope you were paying attention. I just explained this one here. Okay. Was that on purpose? Yeah, it was. So Brenda has crashed Kate and Maura's party. Again, to show up without an invitation. And she is talking to James. Está hablando con James, whom Maura has a crush on. Crush? We know that word, too. So, espera. Aquí pone la palabra crush and crash en la misma frase? Sí, sí. Ajá. But the good thing is you guys know the difference, right? You know how to pronounce the two. Okay, cool. So vamos a decirlo. Vosotros, que sabéis ya pronunciar la diferencia entre crash and crush. Brenda has crashed Kate and Maura's party and is talking to James. Está hablando con James. Who Maura has a crush on. Crush, crash, crush, crash. Okay? And Kate says, are you serious? Me encanta eso. Ahora tengo que tapar mi reloj porque se cree que le estoy llamando. Siempre. Are you serious? I love that expression. And people don't know if I'm joking or not. Like sometimes my wife will say, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, are you serious? And I'll say it in that high-pitched voice. I don't know why. Those three words together, I love them. So Kate says, are you serious? Because I'm straight up baffled. And straight up is absolutamente. Es muy nativo americano ahí. No nativo americano, nativo de Estados Unidos, not like American Indian. Because I'm straight up baffled. Now, if you are baffled, you are shocked. Okay? You don't know what to say. You don't know what to think. Se usa bastante. I was baffled. And Brenda says, I'm sorry. Lo siento. And Kate says, I believe you called this party a sad and desperate event. Y hace air quotes, citas en el aire, como decimos. Creo que tú llamaste a esta fiesta un evento, acontecimiento triste y desesperado. And Brenda says, well, I just figured, supuse, pensaba, I just figured I'd pop in and to pop in es hacer una visita cortita. And say hello to everyone, para saludar a todos. I mean, quiero decir, we're all adults now, right? Somos todos adultos. And Kate says, nice try. Buen intento. Nice try. Y le dice, esto es una frase un poco vulgar, pero on your bike, bitch. Que significa, súbete a tu bici, zorra. Y te vas. Como date media vuelta, pírate, vampiro. You know, pero no es tan nice como que te pires, vampiro. You know, this is like a vulgar, get on your bike, bitch. Te subes a tu bici, te das media vuelta y te vas. And then Maura whimpers. Otra vez, aprendiendo de este texto, the indications here. And to whimper is lloriquear. To whimper. W-H-I-M-P-E-R. And then Kate says, get your peanut butter out of my sister's chocolate. O sea, no metas tu chocolate en el crema de cacahuete de mi hermana. And in the United States, a lot of people dip chocolate in peanut butter. Entonces está diciendo, no mojes, no crees que vayas a mojar con mi hermana, básicamente. Okay? Get your peanut butter out of my sister's chocolate. Saca tu crema de cacahuete fuera del chocolate de mi hermana. And Brenda just says, wow. Y acuérdate, wow en inglés, W-O-W. And then Kate says, I respect your jumpsuit. Respeto tu chandal, your jumpsuit. But not its contents. Pero no lo que lleva dentro. So obviously, this is like an immature kind of argument. No, then, no, pues tú tal. But hey, it's part of the way people interact. Remember, not everyone is mature. So great movie. If you haven't seen it, they're also in the movie Baby Mama together, sisters. And as I said, they are best friends in real life. And the writer of this movie, Paula Pell, she wrote the roles specifically for them too, for both of them. So I think that's a really cool thing as well, that, you know, this movie was made for them and they pull it off, lo logran. It is absolutely awesome. Check them out, Amy Poehler, Tina Fey, you won't regret it. And I think, you know, to be honest, comparing it to some of our say what's lately, I think they're relatively easy to understand. Okay, they talk fast sometimes, but that's what natives do. We're not even aware. No somos ni conscientes de eso. But you know what? I am aware of something. We are running out of time, and we have to do today's Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Give it up.
That's right, it's Double Trouble, only on the show with no name, and I can't believe it, guys. We are nearing es otra forma de decir, getting close to, nearing, acercándonos. We are nearing the end of the third part of today's show, but don't worry, because as I said, this show's on Monday through Friday. You can also listen to it whenever you want on the Vaughn Radio app. If you haven't downloaded the Vaughn Radio app, do it. If you have downloaded the Vaughn Radio app and you're learning with us, spread the word. Menciónanos, diles a tus amigos. Guys, I'm learning English and I'm having fun. Join the party. And that, as I always say, that is for us, for myself as well, one of the nicest ways that you guys can say thank you, because you're always so grateful, and I love it. I love it. The only thing I ask is go up to the mountaintop and scream it out. Súbete a la cima y grítalo a todo el mundo. Tell them that Vaughn Radio is a fun, cool way to learn English, and it's free. You know, that's the most important part. Because the moment, then people say, well, how much is it? Well, it depends. I mean, if you want materials, we're not going to give you materials for free. You can get a 10% discount at the Feria del Libro now at stand 283. But I've got to tell you guys something. It's worth it. Believe me, whatever material or course you get, it's worth its weight in gold. Check it out. You can check it out on our website. We've got a lot of different things for every budget, for every level. It's GrupoVon.com. The phone number again is 911-385831. Born to Iron Man says, do you know, Alberto, this morning, Richard Vaughn, the Big Cheese, used your Double Trouble tune on his program. Well, the boss has permission to use whatever. He can even take the name. He can call it The Show with No Name with Richard Vaughn. No le voy a decir que no.
Or else he's going to make me an offer I can't refuse.
All right, guys, let's focus because we've got to look at today's Double Trouble, and then we're going to go to our final commercial break where we have so much to do in the fourth part of the show. So here it is. Tienes que usar la misma palabra dos veces. Necesitas mucha motivación si quieres aprender a conducir. Okay, no digo que es una frase de verdad, pero... Bueno, en España. Y mucho dinero, ¿no? Necesitas mucha motivación si quieres aprender a conducir. Remember, you have to use the same word twice, and we'll take a look at that after our fourth and, no, our third and final commercial break, where we'll come back with the fourth and final part of the show. So, stick around.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
Hear ye, hear ye. Step right up, ladies, gentlemen, children of all ages. It's time for the most exciting time of the year. The Book Fair is back. And of course, Vaughn is gonna be there. Join us September 10th to the 26th at the Retiro Park in Madrid. You'll get to meet all your favorite Vaughn Radio personalities, from Richard Vaughn to Ximena Holiday to Kyle Miller to Fitz to Rob Grams and so many more. Join us at the Feria del Libro in Madrid. We'll be at stand 283, and the Vaughn stand is where it's all happening. Stand 283. See you there.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Vaughan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
Hey guys, are you sitting around your home just wondering what to do? Well, why don't you sign up for Vaughn's English class via video conference? That's right. Now you can have the best teachers in the comfort of your own home. You'll get personalized attention because there's a maximum of only 6 students per class. Give us a call, 911-133-5831. Learn English with Vaughn via video conference classes. Sign up now.
¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que... pues que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3... Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
A Vaughan English class is not the same as other English classes. In a Vaughan English class, time is optimized to the max. Every minute counts for your company. Every minute counts for your English. It's all a question of mathematics. The more you practice key structures of the language in every class, the more confident you will be when you use them in real life. And the more effective you will be as a communicator in English. And in this global world of ours, communicating effectively is absolutely key to success. By means of face-to-face classes or video conference classes, Vaughan will make all the difference for your English. And you will make all the difference for your company.
Más información en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid en el 911335831.
Ya está aquí el libro English Grammar de Vaughan. Toda la gramática del inglés en un solo libro. Se trata de un libro diseñado para ayudar a hispanohablantes con la gramática del inglés. Encontrarás en él todas las explicaciones gramaticales que necesitas para dominar el idioma y además redactadas de forma sencilla, clara y concisa. Al estar escrito para hispanohablantes, es mucho más sencillo entender cualquier concepto gramatical y esto se nota a lo largo de todo el libro. Además, viene con un código para descargar el audio que acompaña el libro. Entra en baugantienda.com y hazte con él. English Grammar, de Vaughan.
Hello, amigos. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Show with No Name 2.0 on Vaughn Radio. Don't forget to download our free app, or you can download these episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. iVox, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Hey, it's up to you. Don't forget, you can also subscribe to my self-produced podcast. Yeah, I make it all by myself, like a big boy. That's right, it's FYI for your English. And that is every week we have a new episode. If you guys follow me on social media, you know that this week we're going to do a deep dive into sharks. Y eso sí que era un juego de palabras, aposta. We're going to do a deep dive into sharks. And I found the topic fascinating. So I enjoyed preparing the episode, doing the episode, and I hope you guys enjoy it too. But right now, we've got a lot of stuff to do, so let's move on here. The first thing we need to do is listen to our Say What soundbite for the fourth and final time. I don't think anybody got it all, but let's see. Here's your last chance.
Absolutely. Always made each other laugh. Don't take things too seriously. Just always busting each other's chops.
All right. That was the fourth and final listen of today's Say What soundbite. Hopefully somebody will be able to give me some of it. But right now we're going to move over to our Double Trouble section, where I'll give you the translation again. It was, necesitas mucha motivación si quieres aprender a conducir. Let's see what Kubla came up with, because Kubla is the first one to participate here. And he says, you need a lot of drive if you want to learn how to drive. Is that right? Absolutely. Excellent. So you need a lot of drive if you want to learn how to drive. There's Born to Iron Man as well. Great job, fellas. Wow. Well, I know we've used this word before here on the show. I always talk about how important it is to be driven. And one thing I applaud about you guys is that you are driven. So that's the adjective. If you have a lot of drive, piénsalo. Drive is algo que te mueve para adelante, ¿no? Te impulsa, te lleva. So if you have a lot of drive, que estábamos hablando de coches antes, you have a lot of drive, means you're passionate. You have a lot, you're motivated, you know? Nobody has to tell you, get up and do it. People have told me I'm very driven. I don't need someone to tell me what to do. I know, tienes que editar tal, luego tienes que postear. Like, okay, I might forget things from time to time, but I know what I have to do, right? And I've always been a driven person. Sometimes people tell me I'm a little too driven. But hey, I prefer to be on that side of the spectrum than the other side of the spectrum. So you need a lot of drive. Remember, the word drive, como conducir, el verbo conducir, is drive, drove, driven. Y cuidado, porque he oído mucha gente decir, I go to work by car. Eso está muy bien y es correcto y todo eso. Pero no sería más fácil decir, I drive to work every day? No sé, eso es como se diría en inglés. So, I drove, ayer llovió, así que fui en coche. We wouldn't say I went by car. I drove. So get used to using that as ir en coche, because we use it for conducir también. So I drove to work. It's a 3-hour drive. That's how we use it as a noun, como siempre, jugando con las palabras. So if it's a 3-hour drive, es un paseo, una caminata, un viaje de 3 horas. Acuérdate, ese adjetivo siempre en singular porque es un adjetivo. So, if you want to go to Valencia, or if you want to go see Giggler, where she is, I think it's about a 3-hour drive. But I'm driven. Yo estoy motivado.
but I just can't drive because I don't have my Spanish license. I can drive, but I would have to pretend I was a tourist and take out my... No, it's not worth it. I'm driven enough to take the train. All right, guys. So play with words as always, and you'll see that the word drive, si te quedas con, bueno, conducir, drive, qué bien. Nos quedamos cortos, porque a lo mejor, y esto como es inglés, a lo mejor hay más. And we learn that in the Double Trouble section. We learn about a lot of words that have many, many meanings. And in fact, that's how we come up with a lot of jokes in any language. Jokes come from puns. They come from plays on words. They come from playing with the language and the sounds. So that said, I think it's time for your joking.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, what did the guy say when he walked into the bar? Ouch! Ouch! You get it? Ouch! He walked into the bar.
You're joking. That's right, amigos. You're joking. I know many of you do already, but if you're not doing this, follow joke accounts. You know, follow accounts that are posting jokes every day. I know Anix, she follows dad jokes like me on Twitter, but there are some really great accounts. And it's another way to see, let's see how many jokes I get. And if you don't get it, well, of course, you can always look it up. But here on the show, I usually explain the joke afterwards so we can clear it up. But let's see if you guys get it on your own. Vamos a ver si lo pilláis vosotros solitos. So, what do you say to a frog who needs a ride? Okay, what do you say to a frog? Una rana is a frog. A toad is un sapo. Creo que eso es la diferencia. Vamos a ver, I don't know the difference. Let's see. Difference... Google will know the difference. Difference between toad and frog. Okay. Frogs have long legs, longer than their head and body, which are made for saltando. We don't say jumping. Para una rana, we say to hop. Como un bunny, un conejito también. Okay. So, H-O-P. So, bueno, hopping con dos P's. Which are made for hopping. Toads, on the other hand, have much shorter legs. Did you think you were going to get an anatomy of frogs class? Don't worry, we won't dissect any frogs. No vamos a... Okay, Born to Iron Man. You know, I know it's sapo and rana, but I don't know what that means. ¿Y ahora qué? It's like liebre and it's like hare and rabbit. Like, I know they're two different words. I'm just trying to figure out the difference, not just the word difference. So... we're clearing it up right here. So again, toads, on the other hand, en cambio, they have much shorter legs and prefer to crawl around. So los que están como un poco gateando are toads, rather than hop. And to hop es saltar. Okay. Frogs, it continues here. Frogs have smooth es suave, somewhat slimy skin. Slimy, viscoso, slimy. Toads have dry, warty skin. So dry is seco, and wart is verruga. It's like these things that grow on skin, and especially on frogs. A wart, verruga, I think that's the word. Let's check it out over here. W-A-R-T is the word, and it's, yeah, verruga. Okay, so I didn't know it. See, I'm learning here too, guys. Frogs and toads. So what do you say to a frog who needs a ride? Okay. And a ride, en este caso, es que necesita que le lleven a algún sitio. Apúntate, estás bueno saberlo. Okay. Do you need a ride? ¿Quieres que te lleve? Okay. I need a ride to the dentist's office. Could you give me a ride? ¿Me puedes llevar en coche? So now that we're talking about cars, very important to know that one. To give somebody a ride. Llevarles. No? So what do you say, voy ahí, eh? What do you say to a frog who needs a ride? You know, maybe he's hitchhiking. To hitchhike is hacer autostop. Well, you know what I would say to the frog? Because I love frogs. My daughter, we love frogs. I would say, hop in. Hop in. Well, you know something? Frogs like crickets. And crickets like my jokes. So, huh. Come on. So what do you say to a frog who needs a ride or who's hitchhiking? Hop in. I love it. Okay, it's really, really bad. Okay, also remember, frogs hop, okay? They also croak. Okay, el sonido es ribbit, ribbit. Pero el verbo es to croak, que también es morir. Ahí tenéis un double trouble. The frog croaked after it croaked too hard. Oh, my God. Croak, croak. Sound familiar? Right? But we say ribbit. O sea, si vas a imitar una rana, you say ribbit, ribbit. You don't say croak, croak, croak. But if you say the frog was croaking all night, what's going on here, man? And also remember to have a frog in your throat. Yo lo tuve antes. ¿Tienes un pollo, you say? Bueno, tienes flema en la garganta. Excuse me. I have a frog in my throat. So do you guys get it? Hop in. So hop. Born to Iron Man, careful, because it's not hope. Hope es esperanza. Entonces, es la palabra esperanza, pero sin la E. Hop in. Acuérdate, cuando ponemos ED, cuando ponemos ING, esta P se duplica. So hop in. Hop, hemos dicho ya, que es saltar. It's what a bunny does, un conejito. It's what a frog does, not a toad. Hemos aprendido, toads don't hop, they crawl with their warty skin. But hop in is another way to say súbete. So eso es la respuesta. If somebody says, hey, can I get a ride to the center? Can you give me a ride to the center? As Kubla said, a lift también se puede decir. And you would say, si quieres decir, sí, súbete, hop in. Es como salta, salta dentro, hop in. Hey, son cosas muy, muy nativas. Y lo que yo he visto es que muchos libros no enseñan esto. A lot of books, okay, maybe Vaughn books, yeah, because they're written by us and we try and put this stuff that you're getting in pop culture. But a lot of books will just say, okay, get in. Eso es correcto. Pero yo diría hop in 10 veces más que get in. So, my amigos, there you go. What do you say to a frog who needs a ride? Hop in! I know it was a really bad joke, but I guess that's why this is a, it's great that there are many sections on this show, because we can move on to another section, and that's famous birthday trivia. That's right, amigos. That's right. It's famous birthdays only on the show with no name. And it's crazy because when we get to famous birthdays is when I know that, wow, we're running out of time. So let's move quickly here because we've got a lot to celebrate today. We're celebrating some birthdays here and we'll see who else has got a birthday. The first person was born in 1971. She is an American actress, a comedian, and a producer. She studied improv, which is improvisation, improvisational comedy. She studied improv at Chicago's Second City. Now, if you claim to love comedy, you need to know Second City in Chicago. Because Second City is where some of the most famous Saturday Night Live comedians and, well, famous comedians in general in the United States came from. So it's almost like the training ground for Saturday Night Live. And so Second City, te flipará toda la gente que viene de improv troupe, como los llamamos en inglés. And they're located in Chicago. And then she co-founded a comedy troupe, an improv comedy troupe in New York City called the Upright Citizens Brigade, which is another place where Saturday Night Live goes to look for new talent and upcoming talent. Now, you want to hear some amazing fun fact right here? Your teacher, me, yours truly, un servidor, I have performed there many times. I was in a comedy troupe there in New York City when I lived there, and I had the pleasure of performing at this legendary theater several times, the Upright Citizens Brigade It is, if you're going to go to New York, you can spend $150 on a Broadway show, or you can spend $5 and go see some of the future comics training. So again, there's two different New Yorks. There's normal people don't go to Broadway every day. We can't afford it. It's too expensive. But you'd go see, hey, tonight my friends got some tickets for Upright Citizens Brigade over here. Let's get a coffee and go. Awesome. Great. So there are a lot of affordable options in New York. Obviously, if you go to Broadway and all the restaurants on Restaurant Row in Midtown, get your credit card ready. Okay. So this is one of my favorite performers. I fell in love with her. I mean, as a professional, not in a crush kind of way. I guess I respected her first when I saw her on Saturday Night Live with Tina Fey, where she did the Weekend Update. And then, I mean, the icing on the cake, La Guinda, was when I saw her in Parks and Recreation. Watch this show, guys. It's so funny, and she is excellent. And if you want to see Chris Pratt, you know Chris Pratt, Guardians of the Galaxy, sexy Chris Pratt. If you want to see Chris Pratt before he was Chris Pratt, check out Parks and Recreation. And then you'll say, oh, this guy's funny. He didn't have a big role. And it got bigger and bigger because they're like, this guy's actually pretty good. He's when he's on screen, people are really enjoying the show. All right. So that's number one. I think one of the funniest people alive right now. Okay. Number two, this person was born in 1963, an American singer, songwriter. I'm not into this genre too much. Este género no es lo mío. Adult contemporary music. But he's got some really beautiful songs. There's one that I sing to you guys here on the show a lot. Wherever you go, wherever you are, I will be right here waiting for you. Wherever it takes. That guy. He had so many big hits. Hold On to the Nights. Endless Summer Nights. Vamos, que es fan de la noche. And, well, so many other songs as well. And he's collaborated with NSYNC. I'm not a fan, but this guy, at one point during the 80s, or late 80s, early 90s, this guy had so many songs on the Billboard charts. And, you know, some of those songs are still popular today on Kiss FM and those stations that play more classic stuff. All right. So that's number two. And number three, this guy was born in 1968. And he was born in the Bronx in New York City. He is perhaps one of the most famous Latino artists in the world. He is a pioneer. He has produced, created his own music and music for others. I had tickets to go see him in concert, but then COVID came. So that didn't happen. But this guy, he's something about this guy. I love him. I think he just seems very humble, muy humilde. He seems like a shy guy, un poco tímido y todo. But when you see him perform, voy a reír, voy a gozar, vivir, vivir, la, 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 la. I can't help dancing when I hear this guy, the king of salsa, probably one of the greatest Latino artists ever, and a spokesperson, un portavoz para el latineo. Okay, let's see. Born to Iron Man. You got it, buddy. Again, you can give us the extra ones, but I'll save them for next year, right? So I think three is enough, or else we'll spend too much time on that section. So famous birthdays that I gave you. Number one, Amy Poehler. I gave you a clue. I said her name during our during our Name That Movie section. Number two, Marco Antonio Muñiz. Thank you very much. Mark Anthony. Bueno, realmente eso era número tres. And number two was Richard Marx. So again, Amy Poehler, Richard Marx, and Mark Anthony. Mucho Mark. Ay, ay, por eso me he liado. All right, well, let's go over to our Say What soundbite. It's Mark Anthony. And they're asking him about his ex, J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez. And they're asking him about his ex. And he's saying that they had a great relationship, and they still do. But, you know, irreconcilable differences, is that the word they always use now? And he's, you know, he's saying, yeah, we're absolutely, we're still friends, he says. Always. He says, we made each other laugh. Nos hicimos reír. We made each other laugh. He's referring to J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez. He goes, you know, we don't take things too seriously. No tomamos las cosas muy en serio. Always busting each other's chops. And to bust somebody's chops is vacilarle a alguien. Entonces alguien dice, what did you say that for? Oh, come on. I was just busting your chops. Te estoy vacilando. Te estoy vacilando un poco, I think. So to bust someone's chops is the expression that he uses. So don't take my word for it. I want to hear the birthday boy, Mark Anthony, say it. So here we go, guys. Now that we know what's said, who it is, and all that, here is birthday boy Mark Anthony on today's Say What Soundbite.
Absolutely. Always made each other laugh. Don't take things too seriously. Just always busting each other's chops.
There you go, folks. Busting chops. That's the expression I wanted you to get from there. But right now, folks, it's time for our final section. Name that lyric.
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No, sorry, bye.
Name that lyric, name that lyric, name that lyric, name that lyric, only on the show with no name, the show with no name, the show with no name.
That's right, amigos. It's Name That Lyric, only on the show with no name. And that's right, this is the final section of today's show. I can't believe it. We've flown through the 2 hours, as we always do. So now I'd just like to take a moment to say merci. Thank you. Obrigado. Grazie mille. Wherever you're listening from, thank you, thank you, thank you for learning and laughing with me every day on the show with no name. Remember, Simena and Test Your English up next. After that, join Andy and Rob over at the Book Fair. They'll be there on Twitch. It's Vaughn Radio. Don't miss it. They're going to take you in and bring you in to see all the action at the lovely Retiro Park. All right, so here's today's Name That Lyric, and let's see if you can figure it out. El verano vino y se fue sin aviso. Summer came and left without a warning. De repente miré y no estabas. All at once, que sería lo mismo que suddenly, all at once I looked and you were gone, right? And now you're looking back at me. Y ahora estás mirando por la espalda, mirándome por la espalda, ¿no? Buscando la forma de que podemos volver como antes. Searching for a way that we can be like we were before. Y ahora he vuelto a lo que supe antes de ti. And now I'm back to what I knew before you. De alguna manera, la ciudad no parece igual. Somehow, the city doesn't look the same. Esta frase es muy fuerte, ¿eh? But I love it. Daría mi vida por una noche más. I'd give my life for one more night. Teniéndote aquí abrazándome fuerte. Of having you here to hold me tight. All right, we've got a winner, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for Born to Iron Man. The song is Endless Summer Nights by birthday boy Richard Marks. And you know what? You guys better sing this song with me. I know you guys feel like singing, and this is a song that it's not like a rap song or something like that. So I think everybody can sing along with me. So what do I want you to do? I want you to Google Endless Summer Nights, Richard Marks, con X, estilizado. And let's sing it together as we say goodbye. Thank you so much, everybody. And we'll be back tomorrow with more. I promise. It's Alberto Alonso from the show with no name on Vaughn Radio. Why should you listen to Vaughn Radio daily? I'll give you 12 reasons, aside from the obvious one. Learning English and having fun along the way. You can explore Western civilizations with Guy Williams. Go back to basics with Tosh Pasqua. Speak football with Tommy and Ruben on Saturdays. Chow down on some exciting English with Andy and Rob on the Lunchtime Show. Or test your English with Ximena Holiday. Join Jessica Fernandez on the Hour to Empower. The Salad with Dave Boyce. Kyle Miller's Drive Time. No Excuses with Fitz. And last but certainly not least, the man, the myth, the legend, Richard Vaughn, with Richard Vaughn Live and La Hora.